Enjoy.
And we are back. How are we doing, guys? So I did the last episode, mini cast, 10, 15 minutes. I don't remember exactly. It was short. But just to keep you guys up to speed and making sure I keep one of these coming up at least every calendar week, trying to get back on Wednesday schedule. But this week is huge. I know I've got at least three recordings scheduled. Whether they actually happen, we'll see. But I've got a big interview this afternoon, and I'm going to get Jay back on this week. Today, actually. We're supposed to see him in Dayton. So what have you guys been up to? That's the question. You got to let me know if you want me to talk about it on the show. I'll tell you what I've been up to, though. We went to Rock on the Range, Jay Snyder and I, Thursday and Saturday. We were supposed to do a show in Middletown for Kevin Cobb and some animal fundraiser on Friday, but I was in Pennsylvania on Thursday with Steve Sabo, and the Prius, my chariot of fire, started to conk out about 2 hours into our six-hour trip there. I've never had more anxiety or fear about not making a gig than I did about this one. We were about 2 hours outside of Ohio, and my car started sputtering, like, never cut out or stalled, but it was just misfiring. And it would do that for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then it would be fine. And then it would do it for about 5 or 10 minutes, and sometimes it did feel like it was going to stall out. But with 255,000 miles on my car, I don't know if the engine's going to drop out. I would think it's not going to, but eventually the check engine light came on, was flashing a little bit, then it stayed on. We got there. It was the first time this has ever happened. Thought the show was at 8, but turns out it was at 7:30, so we were not late, but we got to the show about 10 or 15 minutes before it started, which is the latest I've ever been to a show, I think. Crushed the show. Wasn't a whole lot of people there because it was a really nice evening in York, Pennsylvania, but it was a huge theater, and I think they were very happy with our performance. I was very happy with our performance. Drove back the next morning to the same level of misfiring in the car, but I'd say it was less. It was a lot less on the way back. So we get back on Friday. I get in the car, get ready to head down to Middletown, and the car won't even get off the block. It's just, I can't even get out of my neighborhood because it's just stuttering so much. So I take it to the shop Saturday morning and find out that it's just a misfiring spark plug, and the engine needs to tune up a couple other miniature things. Several hundred dollars later, my car is running as good as it's ever run. Then Saturday afternoon, we head over to Rock on the Range to perform at the Comedy Tent, and everything got pushed back a little bit because they had several rain delays at Rock on the Range this week, or last week. And I didn't know this. I didn't know it was the biggest rock festival in the world. But when I was there, it became quite apparent that it was huge. And I want to say thank you to all the podcast listeners that came up and said hi. Thank you. That meant the world to me. And we took some pictures. Brandalicious, thank you for coming up. Scotty Too Hottie, where the hell were you? Saw lots of people, guys. And it was humbling. I think more people came up to me and said hi and recognized me as a comedian or from the podcast than if you put all the times before that, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying. I got recognized more in one weekend than I had in the rest of my life combined. So that made me feel special. But the best part of it was I got to meet some of my comedy heroes, Nikki Glaser, Duff Davidoff, Jim Brewer, Steve Sabo. Okay, only one of those isn't my hero. But humbling. Got to see some rock bands. Got to see Volbeat, Metallica, Primus. I mean, there's more, but I'm not going to say that I can remember them all off the top of my head because I can't. Metallica was huge, though, because that was probably the biggest heavy metal band growing up when I was a kid. And I'd say that when I was growing up, my musical experience started with you know, pop music, top 40 radio, and then I moved to California, and I was exposed to more punk rock, alternative music. And then I came back to Ohio. And so that punk rock and alternative music started to blend with a little bit of heavy metal. But I would say after Metallica, after I started getting a little bit into Metallica, I started, my taste just started to diverge to more music where the lyrics were more understandable. I don't know. But Metallica was a huge inspiration to me as far as heavy metal, like music getting you energized or in the mood to do something, like headbanging. It was great. It was great, and they rocked it. I mean, it was they closed out the show on Sunday, which we went back on Sunday and watched. And I have to say, I wanted to go to a music festival this year, and if that's the only one I get to go to, I feel like I got my festival on. I mean, Burning Man or Bonnaroo or something like that might be more my cup of tea, but what was awesome about this one was for free, I had a backstage pass, and I got to enjoy all of the comforts of, well, not all of the comforts, but 90% of the comforts of the VIP treatment. And the best part was not having to be in the stands or in the crowd or in a mosh pit, but I was like literally in the pit, the security pit between the stage and the audience for any of the shows I wanted to see, or up on one of the risers where it was much less congested and crowded. And I'd have to say that that's the number one thing that being a comedian has ruined for me is crowds and standing in line. If I can't get in through the back door, I probably don't want to go. And if I have to sit with the general admission, I'm probably not going to stay very long. But the ability to move so freely throughout the venue and throughout the crowded areas was what allowed me to stay and enjoy myself for as long as I did. And did I enjoy myself? Why, hell yes, I did. Pretty damn amazing. So once again, thanks to all the people that I met and saw and took pictures with. And yeah, that was great. This week, I got nothing. I got nothing going on this week. I'm going to be doing some relaxing and some writing and catching up on the podcast. So I don't know how many episodes we're going to release this week, but there will be a few. There will be a few. This is only going to be a mini cast, just trying to keep you guys in the loop with what's going on. I'm meeting with Jay later today, and a special secret guest who will be revealed probably on Monday of next week, or maybe Friday of this week. We'll see. I'm not going to make any promises, guys. You knows how I bees. Big thanks to all the Lauras. Thank you for all of your patronage, listening and advice. I'm drinking some tea, some lemongrass tea. They say it's supposed to help with brain function, and I think I lost a lot of brain cells this weekend. But I feel remarkably fresh. Remarkably fresh. And maybe it's this tea talking. Anyway, guys, stay tuned. I'm getting ready to head to Yellow Springs and get these podcasts recorded, and we'll see where it goes from there. I've been working out, skateboarding. Yesterday was my son's birthday. Oh, that's what I wanted to do, guys. I wanted to review a couple movies for you. Firstly, Monday I was recovering most of the day, and so I Googled movies that will change your life. Movies that will change your life. And one of the movies I saw on that list, well, it was about, I think I clicked on a link that had like 12 movies that will change your life. Of those 12 movies, I had seen about 7 of them. But one that I hadn't seen, and the name sounded intriguing, was Requiem for a Dream. I don't know if you've seen this movie, but it is pretty intense. And it's a slice of life movie, meaning that you kind of enter in without a whole lot of backstory. I mean, they give it to you, but it's through visuals. And then you kind of are just following a couple characters through a period of their life, and then you movie ends by just kind of removing you from the story. You don't really know how they end up, but you see the path that they're on. Marlon Wayans, I think, is in it, and Jared Leto, is that it? No, it's not him. It's one of those dark-haired, mysterious guys, and a girl who I didn't know. I'm not good with names, actors' names, unless it's like, you know, Robin Williams. Anyway, it was a dark, twisted movie, and it was educational in the fact that Now, maybe it wasn't educational at all, but it moved me. And don't watch it. That's my advice to you. But if you do watch it, just know that I warned you. Starts off pretty tame, gets pretty crazy, ends. Yeah. I mean, I finished watching the movie with my hands on my face, like, what the hell did I just watch? Yesterday, went and saw another movie. Saw a movie in the theater for the first time in a long time. Saw it in IMAX, but I went to the 12:45 showing, and there was only about 9 people in the theater, so I got great seats. Took my son, it was his 15th birthday, to see Alien Covenant. Now, I saw Aliens, the second in this huge franchise, in the theater when I was probably a little bit younger than him. Loved it. I didn't realize it was a scary movie at all. It was just an action movie. And then I think I saw Alien Resurrection, Alien, the original. I've seen about, well, I guess 4 of those movies. Never saw Alien versus Predator, and I haven't seen Prometheus, which is probably something I should have done before I watched Alien Covenant. So that's my advice to you. If you haven't seen Prometheus and you want to see Alien Covenant, watch Prometheus first. And I don't even know if it's going to help, but I just felt like there was some things in the storyline that I didn't understand that weren't explained to me, but would have probably made more sense had I seen the prequel. This movie ends on a cliffhanger, leaving me to believe that there will be another one in the franchise. And it held my attention. It was entertaining. I thought the actors did a fine job. I thought the special effects were fantastic. They show some of the special effects on the commercial, and they look fake as hell. They just look fake as hell. But on the big screen, everything looked seamless. So I'm going to rate it 7 out of 10 because I felt like they could have stitched it together a little bit more, and it probably should have been 15 to 20 minutes longer, even though it was a pretty long movie. But yeah, that was fun. Then I got my son a new skateboard for his birthday. We put it together at the park and took it to the park and did some practicing. And I don't know if you guys know this, but my dream trick, which isn't even like that big of a trick. I'm over 40 years old, so I'm not trying to learn the McTwist, so to speak, but I have always wanted to since I skated as a child, to be able to ride handrails downstairs. And so we went to the Rob Dyrdek skate park yesterday, and I thought, you know what, there's a low rail, let me try this, let me see. And I'd tried it several times before to no avail. I've come close, but it takes a lot of practice. First try, almost landed it. Second try, almost busted my knee off, almost. I mean, so if it had been a regulation handrail, like at a municipal park instead of a skate park, I would have also possibly castrated myself. But it was a lower handrail by about 3 inches than what it would take to do any permanent reproductive damage. And it just hurt my knee a little bit. And it swole up real good, put some ice on it, came back down. And I don't know if I'll be skating today. Probably need to take some time off. I probably shouldn't skate every single day. I'm thinking I should skate, work out, skate, yoga, work out, skate. Do you guys do yoga? I was thinking about starting some hot yoga. I feel like I just need to be more limber if this is the kind of abuse I'm going to be putting myself up to. And this is the other thing, like in between these days, sometimes when I skate, the next day I feel like I can't barely walk. And I don't know if that's normal or what, but there's certain days where I feel like I might lose the ability to walk, and then the next day I feel fine and I'm skating for 2 hours and it doesn't bother me. Growing old is a bitch, people. Don't do it. I have a lot of paperwork I need to get done today. I need to go to the bank. I need to let's be honest, that's probably the only thing I'm going to do today. I need to do some writing, need to do some listening, and we'll get it all back on track by next week. Send a shout out to Jay Snyder on Facebook. Let him know that you miss him on the cast. And take care of yourselves. Love yourselves. But most importantly, love each other. Stan related. Devil on my
download more episodes from the Podbean app. Also available at iTunes and Stitcher or at totallyunrelated.com.